Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka. Dneska je nedíľa 28. januára 2024. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russian FM, your Russian radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time every Sunday, and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, January 28th, 2024. As mentioned a couple weeks ago, we are starting our 21st year of broadcasting, and it's been quite a ride these last 21 years, first starting at WEDO, then WPIT, then making the transition from terrestrial radio to internet radio. I hope to be here a lot longer, hopefully for at least 20 or 30 more years, but I can only do that with support from you all out there in radio land. First off today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the village of Chirch in Upper Spiesz County, right on the border with Poland, with a number called Zarajte Mi Muzikanci, and then we're going to go to the Zakarpatski Narodny Chór with soloist Klara Labik with Amili Mi Mili.
Ти най вам шумни заспівам. Мам є в собі фраєрку, але ке дуже нема. Мам є в собі фраєрку, але ке дуже нема. Дивимся уж ужинити, але ми бар збранили. Дивимся уж ужинити, але ми бар збранили. Ке дужня война прийшла, ради б не женили. Ке дужня война прийшла, ради б не женили. Вийде, а на вечір заходить. серце болить. І тебе, стародавна, десь за мном серце
We are sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, but we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. We are celebrating 21 years of broadcasting Russian music all over the world, and we need your support for another 21 years. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute by going to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. We haven't been getting the donations that we used to in the past, and I understand that the time is different, but we still need some support from you. So if you're interested in giving us $21 in honor of our 21st year of broadcasting, or would like to sponsor an entire broadcast or in part, again, call me 412-877-9351. Email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com, or contribute via the web, c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program.
Bila žena muža, že i pojiv maslo. Že i pojiv maslo, a vopil smetanku, teper ja ti mužu na varju varjanku. Ото ба не будеш, ма да бочка пуста.
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate two different birthdays of Russians from the past. The first is priest, dramatist, composer, and choral director from Podkarpatska Rus, Sion Silvai. Sion Silvai was born January 29, 1876, in the village of Suskovo. Suskovo is in Bereg County, and it is approximately 13 miles or so northeast of Mukachevo. Sion was the son of the priest and writer Ivan Silvai, and Sion completed his gymnasium and theological seminary studies in Ushhorod and was ordained a Greek Catholic priest in 1900. In the various villages where he served, Silvai established church choirs, some of which reached professional levels. The choir in the village of Vorochevo performed in the Ushhorod Theater in 1923. He also published a collection of songs based on Russian themes entitled Pisni, published in 1926, from which the prayer for Russians, Molitva Rusina, remains one of the most popular hymns still sung at Russian cultural programs and other patriotic public events. Sion Silvai was best known in his lifetime for several plays that he wrote, which were performed by the Dramatic Circle of the Dukhnovich Society and by the professional Subcarpathian Russian National Theater. Among these were Marusia in 1930, performed as an operetta, Nedobre kota vmiki kupovati, 1931, Yosef Prekrasny, 1934, and Ovchar, in 1933, which was dramatized for performance in four acts by Volodymyr Hrabar and Mikhail Lugoch. Silvai wrote and preached in the traditional Carpatho-Russian language, that is, Church Slavonic, mixed with Russian and Russian vernacular. Sion Silvai died August 15, 1932, in the village of Turi Remeti. The next figure in today's Historic Focus is literary historian and professor in the Prešov region, Andrei Šlepetský. Andrei Šlepetský was born January 29, 1930 in Velké Buchovce. Velké Buchovce is a village in Upper Zemplin County, about 13 miles northeast of Stropko. Šlepetský studied at the Russian Gymnasium in Prague and Humenné, and at Charles University in Prague. He taught Russian literature at Shafarik University, where he held the rank of associate professor. He published several works on the national revival among Carpatho Russians during the 19th century, including a series of biographies about the National Wakers entitled Zakarpatsky Buditeli Ta Nasha Suchasnist in 1957. He gave special attention to Alexander Pavlovich, including an extensive biography and an anthology of his writings, which he compiled with his uncle, Ivan Šlepetský. Andriy Šlepetský's concern with identifying Carpatho-Russian-related materials in various archives throughout Czechoslovakia resulted in a description of the holdings of the former Greek Catholic Eparchial Archive in Prešov and the publication of archival materials by Ivan Kapishovsky, Bishop Andriy Bachinsky, Alexander Pavlovich, and Evgeny Fensik, among others. Šlepetský never adopted a clear position on the nationality question. He described the Russian national revival sometimes within the context of Russian culture, and at other times within that of Ukrainian culture. He was one of the few scholars from Czechoslovakia who, during the communist era, published in the West, mostly in newspapers and almanacs of the Lemko Association of the United States and Canada. Andrei Šlepetský died January 29, 1993, in Prešov.
Išla ja hori hrunom, hey! Išla ja hori hrunom, de mi miloj, gore s pulom, de mi, de
Ide mi milo i gore s pugom.
Hej, hop!
I nesla ja mu isti piti, i nesla ja mu isti piti, što bin bude govoriti, što bin bude govoriti. Nesla ja mu isti piti, što bin bude govoriti, što bin bude govoriti. Pinajusja i napijusja, kolo puha položusja, kolo puha položusja. A čija to koža stoji na dolini, čije to dječako, čije na mašani, čije to dječako, čije na mašani. Čerkoče, a dječatko plače, verni si ja mi verni, mi miloj kozače, verni si ja mi verni, mi miloj kozače.
Hej! Ne budu tupi tu dalej, kačmarečko vinka nalej, nalej, nalej do pohara, kačmarečko maljo.
Ja mam moj melek Марися, моя мила, не страхайся. Не бойтеся, моя мила, не страхайся. Дав ти пан Біг праву ручку, прежегнайся. Дав ти пан Біг праву ручку, прежегнайся.
And mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life, GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com. Or call them toll-free 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. If you live in our home-based city of Pittsburgh and are looking for some things to do in March, mark your calendars. I got two events here, and I'll give you more information as the weeks pass. The first is on Sunday, March 10th, the annual Spring Festival of the Egg, which is held at the University of Pittsburgh's Student Union. Admission is free and goes from 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. Again, that is the Spring Festival of the Egg. I know the Carpathia Rusyn Society usually goes to that with their pasanka, as well as other nationalities and their rites of spring and their eggs and what they do in their heritage. So that is Sunday, March 10th, Spring Festival of the Egg, at the University of Pittsburgh's Student Union from 12 noon until 4 p.m. Then the next week, Sunday, March 17th, the annual 17th annual Egg Extravaganza will take place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, from noon until 4 p.m. There will be egg artists, vendors, a Lenten kitchen, and much more. And again, I will give you more information on these two events in the upcoming weeks. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinio America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, right here on Rusyn FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, day or night, from our inception in 2004 until today, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org. Oh yes, and I forgot to tell you, there's a new video on the Carpathia Rusyn Society's YouTube page. It is with Dr. Magochi, with Professor Nick Kupensky, as well as Dr. Patricia Krafchik when they did their talk in Philadelphia at Holy Ghost a couple weeks ago. So go to our YouTube page and search Carpatho Russin Society to see that video. Or you can go to our webpage, c-rs.org, where you can join the society. You can order from our online sales catalog and much more. And don't forget to listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. Just log on to your computer and go to russin.fm or go to your mobile device, go to your app store, and download the app, Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, ja krasny tydzień. Z Bohom.
Holose Rusinil Amerika.